Alan Brundrett first saw chatter about an earthquake in Azle on Facebook.
Wow, we had an earthquake. You know, hey, that was kind of cool.
But then he experienced one himself during a pre-council meeting. It felt like being kicked in the chair, he says.
But then there was another one when I was at my house. And we were watching actually a scary movie at night, sitting in the reclining chair, and it hit. And it has an audible boom that comes with it. So it sounded like there was a bomb went off outside and all my windows rattled. And it took me a minute to say, wait, that was an earthquake.
There were more earthquakes, a series of them, within months, all under a magnitude 4.
And everybody was asking us what we were going to do about it.
It was like asking how to stop tornadoes, he says.
Well, you know, it's Mother Nature. What are we going to do? Until we started doing some more digging and checking into it, and we said, hey, wait a second, this might not be a natural occurring thing.
He called up the State Railroad Commission, which regulates the oil and gas industry, and within a week, they set up a public meeting to look into the matter. The earthquakes were getting so much attention that Brundrett was even on MSNBC talking to host Rachel Maddow.
Is there anything that you think could be done or should be done to prove the cause of the quakes?
Well, I would say a coincidence, first of all, would be if we had one earthquake, not that we have 30 earthquakes in a matter of months. We definitely need to get the well shut down.
His comments echoed around the world.
After that night, I got emails from all over the United States and from other countries, too, saying we had the same thing happen that's happening to you.
Brundrett was overwhelmed with correspondences and calls about earthquakes, so he began to hold low-key meetings with independent seismologists and also oil and gas industry experts.
It's not that all injection wells are bad, it's just you can have one in a bad location that can make this happen. So it's simply getting a process to where that doesn't happen in the future. You know, you do research before you choose a location for an injection well to put it in.
Seismologists say old fault lines exist under Texas, and the hope is that they'd stay inactive. But Brundrett believes the injection wells operated by oil and gas companies have something to do with the cluster of earthquakes in his city, and there's a reason the earthquakes have stopped, he says.
I personally think that the injection well operators have turned down something or adjusted something to make them stop. I think they've changed their processes in one way or another.
Yesterday, the Railroad Commission released data from 7 oil and gas operators with active injection wells in Northeast Parker County, Northwest Tarrant County, and Southeast Wise County. The information could help scientists better determine if there's a link between oil and gas operators and seismic activity.
Really, I see it as not just our problem. It's a state problem and even a problem for the whole nation. And so it needs to be solved, you know, right now, so it doesn't keep happening.
Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.